Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be new and might not be familiar with how this works, we own Building Fortunes Radio. I started Building Fortunes Radio. Oh, gosh, it's been a long time. It's been over 10 years. The tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, when I wanted to have a platform and a microphone for entrepreneurs and people doing the right things. So it's been a long time. We do a lot of radio shows. Well, today we have a special radio show for you because we have Shirley Franks coming back. And Shirley Franks is running a radio show segment for us. We call it Shirley Speaks. And Shirley can speak about a lot of things. One of the things that we're going to talk about today is a book that she wrote and an audiobook that she has called 101 Nursing Affirmations, or 101 Nursing Affirmations, however you want to title it. But if you go to Amazon, you'll be able to find it. If you go to ShirleyFranks.com, ShirleyFranks.com, you'll be able to see all the information that she has as she's building up her website, and you'll be able to see access to those links where you can buy the Amazon stuff, and you'll see stuff like a blog and some other things about her as well. But I asked Shirley to come back because we're still talking about these 101 nursing affirmations and the impact that it might have on some very important people, probably maybe even in your life. And if I sound a little bit different, my son was visiting from Colorado, and I think he brought something home with him that we don't want. So it sounds like I'm a little sniffly. I think not that I might need a nurse, but I might need something. I don't know what it is. You know how that stuff goes. So anyway, so introducing new bugs into your biome, who knows what might be going on. And then to add insult to injury, I use this product called, it's a sunging oil product, whatever, I got from a network marketing company I was with a million years ago. And if you put it, it just in right near your nostrils, it kind of clears you up. And then if you touch your eyes, it burns like hell. So if it sounds like I'm crying, it's 'cause I'm not paying attention. I'm paying attention to a radio show and not necessarily what I'm doing with my – I need a nurse. I need a nurse is what I'm basically trying to get down to. So we are here with Shirley, and I want her to kind of go through some things. This is the third segment that we have on this. So we've already kind of talked a little bit about the book. We've talked about the nursing affirmations. You learned a little bit about her, but I know there's some new people listening in, so I want Shirley to kind of give us a little bit of her background, and then we'll jump into some different and various topics relative to what the book is about, how to find it, and how to really start to use it. That's what we're going to talk about here, how people might be able to use this book to be able to enhance their lives. Okay, so Shirley, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I'm anxious to hear what your son brought home. Must have been a puppy.
Like some kind of a cold. I'm thinking about some kind of a cold. That's why I might be sniveling a little bit. Not that I miss him, although I do.
Okay, so I'm Shirley. Many of my colleagues and personal friends know me by my middle name, Lorraine, Shirley Lorraine Franks. I've been a nurse for several years, a few decades, and my background in nursing stems from the emergency room. I've done research, and the last 5 years I've been doing nurse instructor. And that's not really who I am. That's not what I do. That's just what I do. Who I am is another story. But I would like to see myself as an authentic person, and I do believe in affirmations. So it's big on the media, affirmations. So in my teaching, I've taught recently. I'm teaching new graduates, and I saw where there was a need to boost self-confidence and boost whatever affirmations I've written in that book. So So as we know, affirmations, they're third positive thinking. They're used to erase negative thinking. And that's where I think my book will be helpful, can be helpful to especially new nurses coming into the arena of healthcare. You know, with COVID, everything's done differently now. In a way, most of the teachings are virtual. It can be a big role model or a big tool for any type of nurse, for that matter, but my goal is to help new graduates.
Excellent. Okay, good. So you came up with the book, 101 Nursing Affirmations. I know that you, you've studied a lot of, you know, self-development people through the background that I know that, that we share in working with home-based businesses and stuff like that. So, and I know you also had that from previous things. But in reference to the nursing affirmations, and I'm going to focus, if you will, on the topic that you said you're working with new people that are just graduating. So what or who is the typical, if there is, type of person, if there is one, of somebody that might be graduating, deciding that they want to go into nursing? Are they a guy or a gal? Are they young? Are they old? Are they college graduates? Are they college dropouts? Or does it come all across the board?
There is a variety. It doesn't matter the age or background. The fact is that they're new to nursing. So they're new to nursing. And not necessarily because of their age or belief.
So do a lot of people go into nursing as a new career, like they were doing something else and they want to do nursing, or do they do it as a result of a, you know, they just graduated, this is what they want to do for their profession? Is there like a certain percentage, you think, like new people that are saying, I want to be a nurse from the beginning, or people are saying, you know, I tried a few other things. I think I want to be a nurse.
What I've seen, there are many people they've had other careers, and they're now choosing, they've now chosen nursing for whatever reason. Most of it is a monetary issue. I'm going to tell you straight up. They come in and they're anxious to earn a different type of money versus whatever, minimum wage or whatever. So you don't hear, well, oh, I really need to help someone. I want to be a nurse advocate. You know, I'm resilient, and this is what I want to do. You're not hearing that. You're hearing other things. You're seeing, from my experience, you're seeing calculators come out, and, you know, these young people, they're anxious about their checks that's coming out, you know. And that's
sure.
Okay. For me personally, when I went into nursing, I went straight from high school. I went from high school and into be a nurse, and that's something I wanted to do. And most of my other colleagues, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to be a nurse for whatever reason. It wasn't just a career that people fall back on. But it's
right.
A good thing.
So
there's a big need for nurses. But the thing now is to retain them.
Right. So there's got to be a real demand for nurses because the population is getting older. We just went through the pandemic or whatever you want to call it. We just went through or still going through. So there's a lot of people that are sick or lingering to be sick or get sick or things like that. And population just getting flat out older. So there's a heavy demand for nurses or people in the nursing profession or anything related to that, healthcare, let's call it. But what you're saying is that you're finding that a lot of people are coming into it because they're looking at the job description and looking at the wage or the hourly wage or the money that they would make, as opposed to, oh, I've always wanted to help kids, or, oh, I've always wanted to help people. So it's more of a financial push than
Oftentimes it is. That can be. I'm not saying people coming in just for that, but it's a big
right.
It plays a big factor versus working
right.
at McDonald's. And here's a profession where you can help people. In fact, one of my affirmations is I am a nurse. I make money, but I keep some for myself because it's a profession that money flows. Where money flows, attention grows, right? So
right.
Here you have young, then money's not taught in school. You come out of high school, wherever in your profession, and you don't know how to manage money. They don't teach you. We are not taught. No matter how old we are, it's not something that's taught how to manage money. I'm not a financial guru, although I have a degree in business as well. It's just helpful to know. Don't spend, how to manage your money. You make, you're a nurse, you make money, money comes through you, manage some of it.
You know, I'll comment on that just as a dad, relative to the money not being taught. As a dad, I have three children. I used to think that families maybe not, they don't talk to their kids about how to manage their money. And I'm going to modify that because in my personal situation, kids don't want to hear from their parents about how to manage their money. So I'm taking full responsibility away from every parent that ever had a kid who tried to talk to their kids about managing money. And the kids say, I got it, Dad. Or I know it all, Dad, one way or another. So I am relinquishing my responsibility for my kids' mismanagement of money because I've tried. I've tried many times.
That's like my daughter 2 years after she's saying, oh, Mom, I figured it out.
Yeah.
I said, oh, you figured it out? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. For the last 25 years, we've been teaching you. So I'm glad you kind of finally figured it out. So.
I was excited to hear that, though. But she's a young engineer at 22.
That's a good engineer.
Thing. Yeah. So.
That's a good thing.
She's living out of state, and kudos to California. She loves it, and she's doing okay, managing
yeah.
her thing.
That's a good thing. Okay, so now even more reasons for a book to focus on affirmations, because it gives them the additional mentorship, if you will, and the additional guidance on what it's like to be something when they're probably not thinking about it all of the time. Like if you decide that you're going to do something as a job, you're working whatever hours you're working, then when you're not in your job, you're thinking about something else. It's not totally encompassing and, absorbing, if you will. So to have these affirmations in front of you, it's a good reminder to keep you on the right guide or the right guide rails, if you will, towards what you should be doing. Maybe bring you back into that mindset before you start a shift, if that's the appropriate term, or while you're going through some things. These kinds of affirmations would be super duper important. So can you discuss that, how a nurse who is maybe learning how to be a nurse would want to use this book?
Well, nurses, there's a saying, old adage, we would say, nurses wear many hats, and we're quite capable of many things. However, there may be negative connotations that one is faced, that there may not be a strong support system for you, or you've heard the term, nurses eat the young. Some out there, I boost my students when I'm teaching with them, fake it till you make it, in the sense, put on that armor of protection, hold your head high, your shoulders, you've made your affirmations. I know how I'm going to master whatever it is that one may have that can be a problem, or, they don't know how to go through. But don't let another nurse bring you down, alter your mind or your power. We have the power. So that's one of the reasons I'm saying I'm gearing it especially to new nurses, any nurse, even an older nurse, to erase negative vibes from them towards the new nurse. Because as you mentioned, baby boomers, they're leaving the industry. And so we need new nurses to come in who are strong, who are well trained, and know what to do. So
absolutely,
it has. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to focus on that in a second about, you know, nurses leaving in a second. But let's do our commercial break. You're listening to Shirley Franks. She's got a great website, shirleyfranks.com. She's got a book called 101 Nursing Affirmations. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Shirley Franks. If you go to shirleyfranks.com, you'll be able to see the website that she has. Click on that button from the Amazon book, Buy 101 Nursing Affirmations, and we're going to talk a little bit about the nursing profession and, you know, the, let's call it the transition between some new people coming in, some old people going out. That would happen naturally. I think it happened probably more so with COVID and mandates and a few other things like that. So let's talk a little bit about that. And then also, let's focus just on that, because Shirley, you've been associated with the nursing profession for a while. So you can give us some generalities that might have happened during COVID. I would imagine that if I was a nurse or anybody in the healthcare profession and COVID was going around, especially early on, I'd be a little bit concerned. You know, like, I'm going to be around sick people. You know, sick people, just like I playfully said, when my son came over from Colorado, he brought something home, you know, so everybody's kind of like, you know, sniffly noses or stuff like that. But that stuff happens. So if you're exposed to sick people all the time, and you're a nurse and you got kids at home or an old parent or something else like that, or yourself, maybe you have an immune compromised system, there must have been a lot of people that decided that it's not worth it, meaning they decided that I'm not going to do it. A mask isn't going to work. Maybe I don't want to take a vaccine, or I don't think a vaccine is going to work to be able to help against these things. So was there a big transition of people out of nursing, therefore filling or creating a vacuum or a void of nurse practitioners?
Nurses, they remain, remain consistent and true to the profession, because this is not the first time we are faced with an issue of a communicable disease or a virus. However, this was a big epidemic that affected many. It was very trying, and then it was a very stressful time. And I don't think we've been debriefed even about it. I'm not going to get political, but in the news we heard how many people died in New York. Died. I've heard stories from nurses who went to take care of them, contract workers, and it is horrible. It was a horrible, trying time. However, I must say kudos and commend the new nurses that I've worked around here. We are reside in Texas. They put on their mask and they take the advice to keep your immune system up. That's why in the book, one of my affirmations is, I am healthy. I am a nurse. A nurse I am. You know, so we got Florence Nightingale. She went out and she took care of all these soldiers who had syphilis at the time. She was the only one. And the key was hand washing and eating right, keep your nutrition up. So, yeah, we've lost nurses during that time. Some died. Some might have died. But most stayed alive, but many quit. Many quit. Many
right.
quit.
So in reference to that, that formed a new group of less experienced, I won't say inexperienced, but we'll say less experienced people, because it's just something about being on the job for a long period of time, you know, with the right training that helps make a nurse a really great nurse. And you could have the potential to be a great nurse, but if you're brand new, you just don't have that level of experience. So with the affirmations, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this radio show, is with the book, if you're someone who has a nurse in your family, or maybe you might be yourself, of course, but somebody who knows a nurse, by giving them that book, I think it's a really great gesture, in addition to a great educational tool, but it's also a great gesture to say, hey, listen, I care. You know, I care about you.
Yeah.
I want you
yeah.
to be the best nurse you can possibly be. Here's something mm-hmm. that might be able to help you do that. So I recognize the important job that you have and the challenges sometimes you go through. Here's a good support book, or here's a good learning experience, or here's something really good. So in the remaining few minutes that we have, can you talk about how to use the book for that purposes, you know, to prop someone up, to help them, encourage them? What are the different and various ways that people can actually use the book?
Yeah, well, the book can be used as a tool to alter your subconscious mind by simple thinking positive. You know, it's to erase any negative connotations, build confidence, attract positive change. You know, I've helped some new nurses, for example, they failed the NCLEX, which is a standardized test to become a licensed nurse. And they've made one attempt, and they're scared now. You know, they know the material, but boost the confidence. I passed my NCLEX exam because they've trained, they've got the material, but many times it's just a confidence level to build positive thoughts in positive ways. So the book, I think, is a tool. You just read through them, and the one that applies to you, you just implement it. It gives a chance where you can write, so you write your own, I'll go from there.
So to ask a question about a nurse's reaction, or what you think a nurse's reaction might be to maybe someone that was trying to have a nice gesture and said, hey, listen, I have, you know, say for instance, I'm a patient and I'm going into the hospital for a period of time, whatever. If I brought a book, you know, 101 Nursing Affirmations, and I said, you know, you're going to be taking care of me, you know, that kind of a thing. I want to offer you this wonderful gift. How do you think a nurse might take that? And of course, it would probably have to do with my delivery, you know? It's kind of like, hey, look, if you say it kind of snarky, that would be one way. But if it was genuine and sincere, you know, say, listen, I know an author, and she wrote a book, and I bought a couple of copies for you, the nurses around here. This might be helpful. How do you think most nurses would take that if it was a gift from a patient?
I think they will welcome it. Like my son, he's a med student. He's talking about it. I haven't really had him to give the book, but he's introducing the website to them. As he said, oh, Mom, this is a great tool, you know. So I think any nurse will appreciate it. The vibration of a book, for those who read a lot, there's something about a book. When you touch the book, it vibrates. It vibrates. The energy that's the content, you know, gets transmitted. I believe in that.
Wow.
So a book is nice. There will be affirmations in audio, and for some group like MP3, who use the MP3, they can listen if they don't want to read. They plug in on the way to work or, you know, or driving and listen to the affirmations. And it's broken down in increments of 25 so that they're not bored or overloaded with listening to 101. They just know, okay, I only have 25 I want to listen to.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. If you have the audio version of the book, you would be able to listen to it while you're driving on the way in, or, you know, as you're commuting, if you're at the bus stop or the train station or wherever you might be, or a passenger in the car, you could listen to that on the way in to kind of get yourself, if you will, in the right mindset. And you could listen to it at lunch or in between as a break, all that sort of stuff. So it's a great tool to be able to use in multiple places. So you could use it to kind of get your mind straight. You could use it to kind of, if you've had a tough day, kind of put your mind at ease. You can use it to make sure you're thinking about the right things, you know, remembering why you're doing what you're doing, all those kinds of issues as well. Okay, so we got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about on this specific radio show?
I would just like to commend nurses. I mean, I've been in the industry for 3 decades, and we have to stick together. That's the thing, you know, and do what you can to build the other person, make them feel better about themselves when you come in contact with them, a mother nurse. Build them up, build each other up, and make it a self-fulfilling type experience for, especially in the nurses.
Excellent. Okay, so check her out. If you go to Shirley Franks, that's S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Franks with an S at the end, FRANKS.com, you'll be able to see the website. You'll find the Amazon book link that you'll be able to click on. You'll be able to order it online. You can get the audio version as well. We'll come back on future radio shows to be able to talk about different and various things. I think, Shirley, you're going away on a vacation for 2 weeks, so if there's a little bit of radio silence, we're going to do some replays for those people that are listening in, and you'll be able to plug into the different and various things that we have. And for all those people that are listening in, make sure you check her out. If you go to ShirleyFranks.com, we call this the Shirley Speaks radio show segment, and what we'll do is we'll expand on some of the other areas that we touched on, like Shirley mentioned about nutrition, and Shirley mentioned about different things as far as like the stuff you have to be careful of. You know, maybe the older nurses kind of picking on the younger ones. We'll talk about different things like that in the nursing profession to continue to add value, but make sure you check out that book. Go to ShirleyFranks.com, and you can always check her out over here as well. Of course, if you want to hear the previous radio shows, go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Shirley Speaks, buildingfortunesradio.com/Shirley Speaks. Well, Shirley, thanks for being here. Enjoy your couple of weeks away, wherever you're going, and we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.